Good morning, everyone. Mr. Ben Magellan, you know me, Italy, and me. Okay. We will start as soon as the project is found. The one that we have now apparently is not funded. But the secretary is working on that. No.
Thank you.
Let's start the meeting. It seems that the machines are broken and we can't be assisted. So we will not be able to mount the report on the screen. But let us continue anyway. You're all welcome. And let me just indicate the apologies that we have received. Secretary will deal with that.
Good morning, honorable members and supporters. We received an apology from Ms. Kwangwa Gideon, Ms. Sophie Stoll, ANC, Ms. Natasha Lowe, from EFF, and Ms. Nyalungu, who is
we have two items on the agenda: the consideration and adoption of the committee's draft report on the division of revenue, 2016 division of revenue, and then we have minutes. We go straight to the report.
Apologies for slight delay. Can you just, for the record, introduce us to our colleagues here, please?
Okay.
Can you introduce our colleagues to us for the record, please?
Oh, all right. I
yes, I will ask. Who else is here? Under this. Oh, all right. Maybe I should ask members to introduce themselves, all of you. I shall start. I'm Daba Sovada.
Sorry, sir. I'm saying the three members that we have on
no,
the
side. There's nobody on there.
Yeah.
Let me just say I will ask them to introduce themselves, but they're from Chief of Finance. And the one sitting next to you is from Public Works. I haven't introduced Honorable Sino Konyana, who has replaced Honorable Paul Mashanti. I have done that for him. Now I must do it. Because I'm sure you've seen him spin her on two or three occasions now in committee and has not been aware. Let me start with you, okay? Oh, Honorable Member.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I'm
Mr. Masham from AAP. The member who's just come in.
Morning, Honourable Members and the Chairperson. My name is Lindim Jogo, Member of Parliament, also deployed by African National Council.
Yes, we because of the absence of two ANC members due to illness, as we have heard, we have asked the two members to replace them. I am not aware of the replacement from the EFF and from UDM. Only those two. I'm not aware of the replacement of those. I'm also, Kimam is joining us late. In fact, he did indicate to us earlier on that he was involved in another committee meeting, but he will be joining us. Thank you very much. Let's go straight to the report. We will again not read sentence by sentence. I will ask members, because I'm sure we've seen the report, I'll ask members to indicate areas which they would like to, on which they would like to make amendments or corrections. Let me go straight to the first page. I don't think that we should really worry ourselves so much about the introduction. But of course, members should indicate if there's anything they want to deal with that. Page one, Honorable McLaughlin.
Thank you, Chairperson. In the second last line, the second paragraph,
the second last line,
the third word is invites. Invites of this language should actually be invitations.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Anything else on page one? And I'll ask the secretaries as well to just indicate anything that they might have changed since the last time we had a look at this. Okay. The second page? Yes. Honorable Chief.
Okay, thank you. This figure came up out last night, and it's a bit of concern, the 2.5%. I understand, we could even get it below 5%. Should we not get closer to the actual growth that we forecast?
The second paragraph on paragraph 2.
No.
The second line.
That's correct. Yes. Just
clear. Let's look at the change in economic growth has been revised down to the change in what the 2017 GDP and likely to remain low to 5.5% over the next 2 years. If you are suggesting we should lower projections, you can tell us that what we said.
Can I just elaborate here? Because next year, this year the forecast is going, there's a number of figures. Some are saying 0.7, some are saying 0.9, some are saying 8.5. Okay, we know we're not optimistic there, but I'm just saying that 2.5 is much higher than the 1.7 forecast for next year. I'm just making a suggestion. I'm not saying everybody must agree with me, but that's just a suggestion. I'm saying perhaps 2 would probably be more realistic to put there.
Okay, yes. Yes,
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honorable Members. For next year, it's 1.7 as you say, but it says data wording for the next 2 years. And then the following year after 1.7 is 2.4. So it's a way of phrasing. Then instead of saying it won't be above 2.4, you'd rather say it won't be above 2.5. Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's a way of writing.
Okay. Oh, thank you. All right, we agree.
Okay.
All right. And, all right. Let's go on page 2. I forgot to welcome Treasury. She's here. Thank you very much for your attention. On page 2, we find there. Anything that you want to point out? No. All right. Page 3. be okay on page 3. Paragraph 2.2 is important for us to have a closer look at, just so that we are sure that we are correct in our recording. Page 4. Okay. 2 and 3.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honorable. Just something very small, just an error we made as the team. On the 7, just after the after the first bullet on top, we have the line that introduces the clauses, and then bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4. On bullet number 4, the very last line, there is a line that I propose we remove there, it's almost like it's there, which says further details in local government section of presentation. That's two.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Input by Salka. continues on to page 10. Equalification 3.3. Continues on to page 11. Findings and observations on page 12. I just want us to check the second line of 4.2, which says that the committee welcomes efficiency measures agreed to by provinces and local governments, which include controlling the number of employees appointed and so on. That's what controlling. Shouldn't we perhaps suggest something like, which includes suspending the employment of non-frontline physicians. Controlling, I'm not sure whether it expresses the view that says, for instance, the appointment of management staff that which is not critical should be suspended. I will phrase it in another expression, exactly as was said by both in the SONA and the budget speech. Yes,
Randy? Chairperson, we could replace controlling with limiting, because it's not that the number of employees will entirely be suspended, but it will be limited.
Yes. Next page,
4.9 should be saying the committee is concerned about the local government position submission the next one bill to the country is far more than concerned about. Should be said. We are not ambiguous on what we are pledging to recommend to Parliament.
Thanks for the question. Normally, we would not recommend how should departments call in to solve some of the problems we identified. As it is a concern that this, I think members did respond strongly that it's not something that we wish to see happen, that equal education is not engaging with the Department of Basic Education. But instead of finding it expressing the recommendation from our report, what we could do is incorporate it in our program. And then because they also indicate they have not met with the portfolio committee on education, which is quite a concern as well. Rather than incorporate in our program, and then we can really record the experiments to when we see experience areas, or just in the next term, it should be something that we can invite the DPE, invite equal education and the portfolio committee, and to get the partnership going from there. That is my proposal.
Page 14, 15, sorry.
let's welcome the two members who have come in. The honourable member we have allowed to be, she's got to go to Home Affairs. Allow the two members to introduce themselves so that we know who are here. Welcome, Honorable Shaitma. Honorable Bengu, introduce yourself and the honorable member next to you so that we are on record. There was a request earlier on that we introduce members who are coming to our discussion. Yes. We on page 15. Conclusion. Starting on page 6. Standing Committee on Appropriations, having considered the Division of Revenue Bill, B2-2016, National Assembly referred it and certified by the JMT, and the second committee of the Spill report that it had agreed to the bill without amendment. Report to be considered. Yes, very honorable Matruklin, and maybe let's hear so that you can comment on what she probably wants to say before you start.
Honorable Chair, the conclusion number 6, we've made that paragraph to be committee's recommendation on the bill, and then we have number 7, which is the conclusion, which refers to that the responses for the relevant executive authorities to the recommendations are set out in section 5 above must be sent to Parliament within 60 days of the adoption of this report by the National Assembly.
Would you be adding that?
Yes.
Okay.
And paragraph 7 is the conclusion.
Honorable Matuklin.
Thank you, Chair. I think in ways, probably bearing on what Brandine just told us, the last sentence in the bullets, last bullet point under 5.3, just needs to report back to the committee within 60 days. So that sentence must fall away. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So it goes to the committee. Yeah. Okay. All right, honorable members, very happy with that. Including paragraph, as paragraph 7, which will conclude our report. And I ask members to have jobs for the report. Anyone who needs to have jobs? Honorable Mandopa moves for the maybe we should speak to the issue.
Thank you, Honorable. I know that you asked for the report with the amendment in the president.
Thank you. Adoption has been moved. Second, for the adoption of the report. Honorable Manana, speak to your mind.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I am proposing one honorable chair to the question that we need to adopt this report.
Thank you very much. Members, the report of the Standing Committee on Appropriations is adopted. Honorable Fick.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Can you record the Democratic Alliances? Reserves the right to object to it.
Yes, the
we will record that, that the Democratic Alliance reserves the right to not to support the adoption of the report. That's what I said. Sorry, the Secretary wants to record correctly. Yes, the objection is of the report or the bill.
The report.
All right, then. Order. Thank you, Honourable Members. Yes, Honourable Members. There is a proposal that as part of our program, we include SRADA and ESCOM to deal with the issues of the issues that arose in the course of SALCA making an input about the differences they have with ESCOM, and as it's recorded here as well, so that we are in that regard. Did I see a hand down there?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Honourable Members. We must just take 2 minutes to adopt the minutes. The minutes of the 25th of February. Is everybody recorded correctly on the first page? That's the minutes we said must be corrected. There's an area where we said a little bit of detail should be given on national trade, which is on page 3. It's now recorded as requested by the members. Maybe we should focus on that paragraph rather than looking at everything else which we have seen before. Page 3, paragraph 2. Just so that we satisfy ourselves that the national trade representation is recorded, is summarized correctly, because that's what we ask for.
Thank you. Chairperson, on page 4, the last bullet point of the property, we refer to state-owned companies reforms. I would submit that it should be state-owned enterprises, companies being one of the enterprises or a portion of the enterprise, but I think it was across the board, all the state-owned entities were to be reformed, not just companies.
Thank you. Back to page 3. Back to page 3. The second paragraph paragraph 2, the second paragraph, it talks about sustainable part, the second last line, sorry. Sustainable part through tax increase and spending reductions. Now, it seems as though that there's going to be reduction in spending, where I think what you meant there was that there's reduction or something about. That's correct, yes. So there's going to be a spending ceiling. So, yeah, it seems like the spending is going to be reduced, which is not in fact. The spending is going to increase at a lower rate. I think that these should be recorded as such.
Can you reprint that?
Sustainable path through tax increases and spending increases at a lower rate to narrow the fiscal deficit and stabilize growth of our debt.
Is that
agreeable?
Okay. Yes,
again, this doesn't sound right to me, the next paragraph as well. The minister continues to expand the social reach. I thought it was a grant. Is that not the correct word to use?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, no, the minister in this context was not referring to grants, but social reach in the sense of education and health services.
Oh.
Yes, and provision of basic services as well.
Okay. Shall we move forward now? With the amendments, Honourable Sekimar?
Chair, I'm sorry to come in late because I had to be at the police, but I'm a little bit concerned about the item 2 and the paragraph with regard to spending reductions. I know the minister spoke about tax increases, he spoke about spending reductions, especially wasteful spending and things like that. Over and above that, he spoke about when it came to the issues of compensation to employees, where we were going not going to fill positions and maybe not increase the burden on the fiscus by employing more people, or where we don't need certain levels of managers and things, we would go away with that. But I'm just worried if we say just spending, you know, because he did talk about reducing spending as well, over and above the fact that, you know, he was trying to curtail the expenditure to the extent that, on the one, he will not increase compensation to employees, and where necessary, you know, we will reduce that. But then he spoke about cutting down on all other expenditures in order to reduce the deficit between the revenue and expenditure. So I don't know if it's getting captured properly, that's my concern. But you must not run away from the fact that he wants to reduce expenditure as well.
I think.
Yeah, let me
allow you to. No, thanks. I think what the colleague raising is part on a section 2 presentation on the second paragraph towards the end. The minister says that the South African faces a certain difficult global and economic condition over the next several years, and that decisions that face the country will disagree some more than others. He further stated that the 2015 budget proposal will return the public finances to a sustainable path through tax increases and spending reductions. So there is a reduction.
Yes.
So it's covered. And then he said to narrow the fiscal deficit and stabilize growth. Because the Greek was saying that it must be indicated, but he also emphasized on the reduction. But he said reducing. I think reduction and reducing is covering this one.
No, I thought there was an amendment to that now in terms of the minutes, and that's what I'm concerned about. If the way it is, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I thought there was an amendment now. I think one of them fixed it. Said something. That's something that I'm concerned about.
No, there was an amendment which I think we agree with. But I think the question of reduction in specific areas, as you have suggested, as you have wanted, and the minister was quite specific also, as maybe you should come out in a separate.
Yes. Okay, essentially, we're saying the same thing. Training is increasing, but at a slower rate, and yes, reductions were effective as well. But because of capturing exactly what Monica said, I would propose that we can have the wedding exactly as it was presented to us, because it's not what committee say. It's a presentation from the treasury. And the wording as it is in the report, spending reduction is as it was in the presentation. So yes, I would propose go with the as it was presented to the committee. Okay. This is what was given to us by the minister today at the budget, and it reads exactly as it is in the report. I will read that. Okay, let me read that. It's the first slide, bullet number 2. 2016 budget proposals will return the public finances to a sustainable path. The budget sets out tax increases and spending reductions to narrow the fiscal deficit and stabilize growth of public debt, while protecting core social and economic programs.
Okay. With both amendments, shall I ask someone to move the motion on our
move? Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption.
Chair Kimar moves. Second. Honorable Manana. Second. Members, thank you very much for your attendance. Thank you, members of the support staff. Thank you, the treasury. The meeting is adjourned. When are we meeting next? after the Passover, something. The sentiment is appreciated. thank you, honorable members.
On a light note, Chair, you said we would return after Easter or after Passover.
Easter.